Why does the mainstream media disrespect Ron Paul? So asked the popular internet site, uswatchdog.com. The headline article points out that even though Ron Paul was a close second to Michelle Bachmann in a recent Republican straw poll, yet on Fox News Sunday, host Chris Wallace totally ignored the virtual tie and instead reported, "There's a top tier now of Bachmann, Perry, and Romney, with Rick Santorum following close behind." What gives? Well, it's not just about disrespect. It goes far beyond that, because it is, in fact, an orchestrated Zionist media war on Ron Paul, which has been going on for many, many months now. In fact, those with hindsight can see it is the extension of the same Zionist media infamy bestowed on the Honorable Texan going back to the 2007-2008 Republican primary campaign. A commenter on the U.S. Watchdog site wrote, "The Jews own the mainstream media and most everything else that has to do with this kind of reporting or non-reporting, and that's why Ron Paul is being ignored. Their journalists are told to snub Ron Paul or lose their jobs." Another commenter had this to say, "Ron Paul is slighted by the press because it's owned by the big banks, controlled by the Federal Reserve, which Ron Paul wants to abolish." Here's one that hits the bullseye. The reason the media disrespects Ron Paul is because he's not a backer of Israel. Bachmann and Perry are big Israel supporters. Paul is not. He knows all about the Jewish lobby and how we are controlled by them and go to war for them. Paul knows how many billions of U.S. tax dollars go to Israel every year. Last week, Ron Paul certainly placed himself in harm's way, voicing his anti-Israel stand on the CNN national security debate, sponsored by none other than the Jewish think tank, the American Enterprise Institute.
Israel should take care of themselves. We don't even have a treaty with Israel. Why do we have this automatic commitment that we're going to send our kids and send our money endlessly to Israel? That whole thing is going to backfire once we go bankrupt.
With Wolfowitz and Kagan in the audience, two Jewish neocon warmongers yearning for war on Iran, Ron Paul is not only fighting the prevailing Zionist ownership of America, but the big Federal Reserve Wall Street gangster money behind the Zionist war lust as well. In other words, the U.S. government can forsake its own citizens who have lost their jobs and homes due to Wall Street offshoring, but to refuse to give billions of dollars of aid to Israel and fight their wars across the globe with money and resources that could be used at home, well, that's blasphemy. Now, here's Ron Paul's position on Iran, and this, too, doesn't sit well with the Jewish neocon warmongers.
I think it's just blown out of proportion. People are anxious to use violence against the Iranians. I think it would undermine our security. I think it would be very destructive to Israel because this is going to blow that place up.
How are we going to persuade them not to pursue a nuclear weapon?
Well, maybe offering friendship to them.
Friendship with Iran? Well, that's exactly what Brzezinski has been saying all along. And it is most assuredly sound, logical, pragmatic advice. But easy does it, Ron. Be careful. You're rubbing against the Zionist power that permeates all of America's infrastructure. The Jews who run the media, academia, the professions, foreign and domestic policy will never let Ron Paul win. Unless, of course, he converts, dons a yarmulke, grovels to AIPAC, and sheds a few tears at the Wailing Wall. And that, my fellow presidential campaign watchers, is what Jewish democracy is really all about.